And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. For those that don't know what that is, there are little snippets in the scripture that I look at and go, wow, I can use that. The title, Him Alone. Him Alone. Plus, we're going to look at this. Oh, this is a really good one. It's called Amazed. Not a maze with an A in front of it. Amazed. Get it? And then finally, the famous Steve Wheeler, director of Whitefields Ministries, is back from everywhere on the planet that he ever goes to. And he's here and in the house.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey. So much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Yeah, you got an opinion. What do you think? 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is technically open for conversation. Except for Tootsie Rolls. They've been leaving Tootsie Rolls at the front desk, and I've been eating two a day. I'm getting tired of Tootsie Rolls, and I'm starting to think that the Tootsie Rolls what got me sick. No, maybe those are the things that made me feel better. I don't know. I got to think about this. Hey, remember, it's not professional radio. It's just radio, because it's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back, but stand by for SRN News.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Robert Jeffress, Bible teacher on Pathway to Victory. The world desperately needs to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Our goal is to pierce the darkness with the light of God's Word. I'm excited to be partnering with this station to bring clear, uncompromising teaching from God's Word to your home. Join me for Pathway to Victory weekday mornings at 11, right here on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian stations here in San Diego, California. Let's make sure we know what's going on. I had Don Otis send me an email just a little while ago. We are going to be having Mark Stengler. Now, there's Mark Stengler Jr. and Mark Stengler Sr., and either one or both are going to be on the show talking about their book, Cult Shock. So we're going to have a really interesting session, but it looks like we might have to move it. Instead of next week, it might have to be the week after that. We're double-checking on the date. I think he's looking at the 29th or somewhere about there. We'll get that taken care of. Not a problem. I do want to let you know, if you want to, you can go to kprz.com. There is the half-price tuition. There are different events that are taking place. We encourage you to check out the website. Have a good time on it. Check us out on Facebook. The different things that we do. I post every day on the Facebook for KPRZ, unless I've posted something and then I get sick and then I wait until I can catch up with it all. We are going to do a DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, and it is titled Him Alone. See, there's nobody there. See, it's crickets. It's just him alone. Him only. Get it? Okay. Genesis 41, 14 through 16. Genesis 41, 14 through 16. The king sent for Joseph, and he was immediately brought from prison. After he had shaved and changed his clothes, he came into the king's presence. The king said to him, "I have had a dream, and no one can explain it. I have been told that you can interpret dreams." Joseph answered, "I cannot, Your Majesty, but God will give a favorable interpretation." Ah, so we know the story of Joseph pretty decent. You know, I always find it interesting that the end of Genesis, it's kind of primarily closing out with Joseph, Joe. And then in the beginning of Exodus, it starts out with Moses, Mo. And so you got Joe and Mo. And that's kind of how that works. Just kind of making sure you follow me around the corner there. So the bottom line is Joseph has had a unique upbringing in the sense that he's favored. The Lord gave him dreams. He's an interpreter of dreams, as we see in the prison. He's a receiver of dreams. One of the things that God teaches people is he teaches people through dreams. It's like people will be, he doesn't still do that. Okay, let me explain something to you. This will really go a long way in your scriptural understanding. In the Old Testament, there's many times where God would, in fact, teach people, instruct people, warn people through dreams. Okay, that's number one. Number two, then the Old Testament was written and it was done. And then we get into that New Testament period, 400 years of silence. You get into the New Testament period, and you know what? Even though the Old Testament was done, it was completed, it was even written not just in Hebrew anymore, but it was also written in Greek, and it was translated, and wow, that's fantastic. Well, guess what? In the New Testament, after the Old Testament was written, they still got dreams. And they still had things where the Lord was communicating. So people will go, well, he doesn't do that. He only speaks through the Bible. Well, when the New Testament people were getting dreams after the Old Testament was completed, you'd have thought they'd said the same thing. Well, the Old Testament's completed. We don't get dreams anymore. It's like, no, that's not how that goes. God continually speaks through dreams. And in Job, there's even a portion in there in chapter 30 where he talks about being warned. God gives warnings when men are asleep at night. What do you think that is? You think that's getting woken up, or you think it's a dream? Come on. So the Lord's being, he spoke, teaching Joseph, and he's interpreting, and then the whole thing happens, and it's like he gets before Pharaoh, and I do think it's pretty interesting. He shaved and changed his clothes. That's been going on forever. Everybody looks really good when they get in the presence of authority. I mean, that is just a reality. You ever see those guys who they go to court? They're all of a sudden they're in a tie and a suit, and they never wear one. But that's kind of how that thing goes. And so he looks at Joseph, and he goes, "Hey, you're going to help me because I had a dream. It was really kind of a weird dream. I don't understand it. you're supposed to be able to interpret dreams, and you helped the old, you helped the cupbearer out. Didn't work out so good for the baker, but it worked out pretty good for the cupbearer. And you're going to interpret my dream. And then Joseph says this, I can't. You see, you have to be careful when you're talking to people that can execute you with a pinky, right? You have to be careful how you say something, right? When in that kind of situation, here's what Joseph said. Can't do it. Not happening. Nope. Why? Because Joseph couldn't interpret anything. Because you can't lead anybody to Christ apart from God. You can't help anybody make that decision. Only God working on a person's heart is going to get a person saved. You might be a vehicle. You might be a person who receives or even interprets, but you don't do it because you are brilliant. You do it because God lets you. That's it. And see, here's the premise. Joseph is saying, look, I can't do this, but God can do this. This is a God thing, and he's the one that's going to have to do this. You know, we'll give it a shot. And you got to remember, Genesis 18, Jeremiah 32 says, is anything too hard for the Lord? No. But it's not us that are doing all these great things. And I think from time to time we think, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. That's right. I'm bad. I'm bad. I'm good. It's like, no. Every breath you take is a gift from God. Every step you make is a gift from God. And to think of life in any other term is inappropriate. In Acts chapter 17, it's clear, in him we live and move and have our being. Every breath is a gift of the breath from God, because if he didn't want you to continue, you wouldn't. So all of those great accomplishments that we might heap unto ourselves, or that man heaps unto man, it's ridiculous. Because anything that good that comes out of us is coming as a grace from God. And we need to have that attitude. And even Joseph, like, no, I can't do this. Only God can do stuff like this. This is big stuff. And you have to love it, because it's just like John chapter 3, verse 30, where John the Baptist goes, he must increase, I must decrease. This whole process is about our pointing to the Lord, not to us. And so here's John the Baptist, who got quite a following in quite a quick pace. And his whole thing is, no, I'm here to point to Jesus. I'm not here to do anything else. And so, and that's when they said, oh, well, you know, that guy's baptized more people than you, John. So like, John's like, okie dokie. I'm all good for that. Now you think, well, why? I mean, what is that all about? It's pretty simple. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 29. So nobody can boast in his presence. That's what the Bible says. You will never stand before God and brag, ever. There is nothing you will think, nothing you will do, nothing you will ever set your hands to that you accomplish. If it's the most fantastic thing ever, it's still a gift from God. Since every breath you breathe is a gift from God, everything you do with that breath is a gift from God. That's not hard. And that's one of the problems that we have with people that think abortion on demand is a great idea. It's like a horrible idea. You're killing the gift of God. It's like, what are you doing? And no, no nation has ever survived the judgment when it's deserved of judgment. If this nation keeps going in that direction, it doesn't matter if we have a reprieve now or not. It'll be judged. We pay people not to grow food and not to feed people, and then we kill babies. How's that working? Not so great. That's a bad call. So then, but anyway, go back to it. I just want you to get that you will do great things with God, but only he is entitled to true credit. Only he, the Bible says, credit where credit is due. Well, all of it starts with the Lord. And we talk about this, understanding that everything we do, everything we accomplish, we're doing through him and with him and by him. And if you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, which you ought to be, then the bottom line to that is you understand by faith that you do what you do and accomplish what you accomplish because of the grace of God. He gave you those tools, all of those tools. He gave you life. He lets you come forward. It's when we lose sight of that, then we lose sight of who's what's really going on. That's why it's titled Him Alone, because there's nobody else. Come on. You know? It's like we're the basketball. We think we're making the shots. You know, it's like, that's pretty funny. not true, but it's pretty funny. We were talking about basketball. It's like, that's a good example right there. We're like the basketball. But you didn't make the shot. You're the ball. Okay? All right. Just a little bit dose of humility is always good for us. Humble yourselves. This is a wise thing to do for many. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Station. You could brighten someone's day just by making a simple telephone call.
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. Today is Friday, June 9th.
Yesterday, we got a call from a little grandson in California. We just love him, and so it made us feel loved by him. I know people that would love to get a call from grandchildren, but it does not happen, and it's a real disappointment.
I once met a woman who would have loved to have received a call from one of her grandchildren. At 82, she was upbeat and positive, but a piece of her life was incomplete. I asked her how her sons and daughters honored her, and here's what she said. When my husband died 10 years ago, that was a shock. But an even greater shock has been the reaction of my own grown children to me. I don't require all that much from my daughter and sons, just a little bit of communication, just a phone call. But Dennis, I can go 6 weeks at a time and never hear from a member of my family. 4 children, 8 grandchildren. There are so many things about me they don't even know. One final thought. You can show honor to your parents and your grandparents through something as simple as a phone call. If you haven't connected with them this week, perhaps tonight is the time to do it. I'm Dennis Rainey. And that's Real Family Life.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Visit ready.gov/kids and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, KPRZ friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
One in 7 Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Yep, sure does. I understand that. All right, folks, if you want to, you can reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com. For those that are interested in purchasing the book, either electronically or whatever the case may be, the last profit check I got from the book was nowhere to be found because I'm $5,000 in debt because of it. But the bottom line is you can go to hisappointment.com and pick up the book and find out why that dramatic-y thing that happened in your life, that oh-so-intense thing, had purpose. And that's the one place that you want to be in a healthier walk is understanding that nothing happens by accident. There's a article out. The Barna Group did another survey about 76,000 Christians. We're going to talk about that next week. But one of the article talks about the non-churched, the post-churched people that are going to church, talks about the different cities that the church attendance is high and cities where church attendance is low. And you read it, and if you read it, you think, wow, there's so much stuff going on. Wow. But you know what? God's not worried. It's not like God's up there going, oh, my, without that Barna research, what would I do? Wow. Good thing I have this research to tell me what their church's at. Yeah. See, you see how you can easily fall into the wrong side of this? Super easy, isn't it? All right. All right, here we go. This is a DDD that I've been waiting because it's not complex. It's super easy, nothing but encouraging. It's called Amazed. Maybe I'm amazed at the way I really need you. There you go. Man, I can't believe I had an opportunity to actually play Paul McCartney and the Wings on a DDD. Where else in the United States of America on Christian radio can you pull that off?
I'm amazed.
I'm amazed. Here it is, Genesis chapter 45, verses 6 through 7. This is only the second year of famine in the land, and there will be five more years in which there will neither be plowing nor reaping. God sent me ahead of you to rescue you in this amazing way and to make sure that you and your descendants survive. Wow! This is Joseph again. You know I'm in Genesis, right? But you also know I'm at the end of Genesis. And Joseph is explaining to his brothers that there is, we just talked about this, purpose. So we were just having that conversation. And it's there's purpose and there's intent behind things. And so here, God sent me. This is what Joseph interpreted his circumstance as. I want you to tell me right now that you could be thrown into a hole by your brothers, then taken out of that hole. Initially, they're discussing killing you. Then they take you out of the hole and they say, hey, let's get some money for them. And they sell you. And then you end up in Egypt and you're working for somebody in Egypt. And then you get falsely accused of an attempted rape. Then after that takes place, you get thrown in jail. Now you're in jail and you're stuck there and you're even helping people, but nobody's remembering you. Then you have this amazing encounter with the king of Egypt. And then now all of a sudden you're directing the land. This is Joseph's interpretation on all those years in his life. God sent me. What? I would be checking with God's travel. What? You sent me? Yeah, you see all that stuff you had to go through to get there? How you had to get there. What? You mean there was purpose behind that insanity? Yes. What? There's purpose behind your insanity? Yes. Here's the better part. God sent me ahead of you. See, God was sending everybody, but he had to prepare the way. Oh, that is, come on. Like, yeah, right. See, from a practical point of view, you're sitting there going, wait. You're trying to tell me that God let all that stuff happen to Joseph so he could prepare the way for Israel, for Jacob, for all the 70 people to come. Yes. God sent them there ahead of time. Had his brothers get mad at him. Had the dad got the coat for him. They got jealous on him. They threw him in a hole. Then they sold him. Then he got falsely accused. All of that built on every single element. Every stick built on another stick in order to have a building. That was it. And in that event, you can't tell me that any of that looked good. How does that look good if you're Joseph? Right? God sent me ahead of you to rescue you. Now, this is the part that'll really, your noodles are about to get baked. God not only sent Joseph, but he did it to protect the brothers who were brutalizing him in the first place. You're thinking, what kind of system is this? Well, you'll never understand it if you don't have faith. Never. You'll never get it. You can only see this through the lens of faith. You'll never comprehend it. You'll never understand it unless you can understand how fantastic the process of God is. And think of this. God did this in Joseph's life to protect the nation and to go in front of the nation in order to rescue them from a famine that was coming that nobody really knew about except for God. And you just go through this whole process in your brain and then get this. Everything that's happening in your life also has that same directiveness and purpose. Not just Joseph's life, not just his brother's life, but your life. And so God sent Joseph ahead of them to rescue them. And Joseph says this, God sent me ahead of you to rescue you in this amazing way. Do you know how God interprets the whole thing? It's amazing, isn't it? It's like, it's amazing. And you're like going, it's amazing. I don't want to get thrown into a hole. I don't want to get sold as a slave. I don't want to be falsely accused of rape. I don't want to get thrown in prison. I don't want any of that. Yeah. Isn't that great to want? Anyhow, the idea is to understand that what the Lord's going to do, he's going to do. And how he wants to do it is how he's going to do it. And it's always amazing. Because God is amazing. And we forget that. We forget often that in the smallest thing in life, he's amazing. Oh, Lord, I need an extra night of sleep. Can you just get the dog to calm down for a little bit? And the Lord will do that for us, and we're not even amazed. We're like, yeah, the dog just stopped yapping. It's like, whoa, didn't you pray about it? It's one of those things where you pray something small, you don't think much about it, so God doesn't get the acknowledgement. That's wrong. We should be amazed every time God engages us at all. We should be amazed that we can come into the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And every time we come in, the blood of Jesus Christ has covered us. We are clean from our sin. We are able to enjoy fellowship with God Almighty. That's amazing. You get to have one-on-one counsel time with the King of the Universe at any time, because access is 24/7 because of the blood of Jesus Christ. That's amazing. You get to find out that you're going to mess up between now and when a trumpet blows, and God's going to love you anyway. That's amazing. And for us not to be amazed at the grace of God, the unmerited favor that he grants us in each and every day that we live, is a shame on us that we are not amazed. Because his way is that way. And his kindness seems to know no end. And he defines it for us straight in his word. How will God, who gave you Jesus Christ, not give you everything and anything else? You see, that's important. That's important for us to comprehend. That's important for us to grasp. Because then we can show genuine, righteous appreciation for the goodness of God. Be amazed. God loves you. Isn't that amazing by itself? It is to me. It should be to you. It should be to all of us. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break. Then we're coming back with our good buddy, Steve Willard. Don't go anywhere.
And now I'm asking you again to forgive my sin.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hearts in tune with God sing his praises.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Amy Peterson. Singing changes the brain. Some studies show that when we sing, our bodies release hormones that relieve anxiety and stress. Other research indicates that when a group of people sings together, their heartbeats actually synchronize with each other. The Apostle Paul's writing encourages the church to speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And the Bible repeats sing praise more than 50 times. In 2 Chronicles 20, we read a story of God's people demonstrating their trust in God by singing as they marched into battle. Enemies were heading toward the people of Judah. Alarmed, King Jehoshaphat called everyone together. He led the community in intense prayer. They didn't eat or drink, but only prayed, "We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you." The next day they set out. They weren't led by their fiercest warriors, but by their choir. They believed God's promise that they would be delivered without having to fight at all. While they sang and walked toward the conflict, their enemies fought each other. By the time God's people reached the battlefield, the fighting had ended. God saved his people as they marched by faith toward the unknown, singing his praises. God encourages us to praise him for good reasons. Whether or not we are marching into battle, praising God has the power to change our thoughts, our hearts, and our lives. You can access the daily devotional wherever you go with the Our Daily Bread mobile app. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
As we look out on the world scene, we see little to stimulate hope for the future. We see a world tied up with tensions, paralyzed by prejudices, and shaken by fear.
Billy Graham.
If our trust today is only in what we can see with our eyes and read in our newspapers, there would be every reason to be discouraged. But I have good news for the discouraged. I have a secret to whisper in the ears of the distressed and depressed people of these times. Jesus Christ said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you."
Yes, God promises hope if you choose to follow Jesus Christ. There's hope for peace and joy in this life, and hope for a perfect life with God in heaven.
There is hope because Christ has come. He has been crucified and raised from the dead and is a living Savior today.
And today can be the day you find that hope by surrendering to Jesus. Learn how to do that at this website, findpeacewithgod.net, from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Whoa, that is loud. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California, in studio with the traveling man. That's what we should start calling him. I'm a traveling man, right? We should start doing that one. Steve Wheeler is in our studio. Coral is in the master production room, or whatever they call that thing. I don't know. That's close enough. Whitefields Ministries, we've talked to you about it extensively. We have been blessed to know that we were able to help through the radio program with a roof and a well. And I understand there's another roof in process and might be another well taking place. I'll just say that there probably is another well taking place. And just a lot of stuff going on. So first and foremost, welcome back. And I don't know where you want to start.
But Thank you.
You got to start somewhere. So
well, let's just start with I am here at the K-Praise Studios. That's great. We actually flew home just last Friday. So we're just rolling into the whole week. It's been a great week and a wonderful trip back, a wonderful trip while we were there. And, you know, a lot happened. So let me start at the end. How's that?
Okay.
So 16 hours of flights. We had a flight from Entebbe to Amsterdam, 8 hours, and then 8 hours from Amsterdam to Minneapolis, MSP. And so 16 hours on a plane, no internet, no connections. The first flight, I kind of slept and ate a little bit because we left at just about midnight. And the second flight was you start working through, okay, writing out the list of all the things that happened and setting forth plans and projects and things. And I began to pray as I'm working through that process. Okay, Lord, now we need something done here. We've got this and we've got another water tank training and a project out in this place. And we needed about $2,400. And I landed at MSP, opened up my phone, turned it on, and there's a text from Sam Rasul, thinksam.com, the realtor, that sold a house, sold a property, and there's a $2,400 check photo saying somebody sold their house with him. One of your K-Praise listeners, praise God, thank you, everybody. And all they did was said, hey, give the money that you're going to donate out of your commission to Whitefields. And so that money solved a need that I'd been on an airplane praying about.
So it was the same amount that you were kind of looking at, that same ballpark?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely. I was so looking amazing. Right at about $2,400, and there's the check for $2,400.
Oh, that's amazing.
I think we were looking at, like, we were estimating, like, $2,435.
Great, so you had to come up with $35.
I had to come up with $35. that's the way ministry rolls when it happens that way. We really thank God for that. That's a great end of a 16-hour flight.
That's
Unfortunately,
fantastic.
I had to sit in Minneapolis Airport for 5 hours, and then after 5 hours, we got to fly home to San Diego and finally get home. But a wonderful, wonderful trip.
Wow.
We have some new believers in Jesus Christ.
Talk to us about that.
Okay. Well, last Sunday, I got to preach twice at God's Embassy Catobo. Let me start with the first Sunday. The first Sunday was really jazzed. It was a double wedding. Okay. So beginning in January, Whitefields, in addition to our pastors, we started supporting two managers for the micro energy projects, the micro enterprise projects. The one is the brick making machine, and we're training about seven masons. We've got their names. They're going to be trained in making these tanks with the bricks and then also building the water filters. They'll be able to start building those right in Rukin Jerry. And so we were working through all that stuff. Well, one of those managers, Gervais, was able, because he's getting the salary, to go pay the bride price, which that's a legal requirement in Ugandan national law.
Wow.
You have to give up however many cows, and they still negotiate it in the Angoli cattle cow. You have to give the father of the bride however many cows. If you can't afford it, you don't get to marry her. So they end up eloping and living together. A lot of people do that. Well, these Christian people didn't want to do that. So they've been waiting and waiting and waiting. And because of that, and then the other guy, Richard, is our piggery manager. So we've been starting to raise pigs. We're going to show some video and pictures of that tonight at Shadow Mountain. But so Richard and Gervais had a double wedding with their beautiful brides, Brighton and Lucky. And I got to preach at their wedding the first Sunday we were there. So it's kind of, that's the way this whole micro-enterprising starts to transform a community. Because all the other people are looking around going, wow, they waited, they didn't get married, now they're legally married, and it's a whole process. The parents come in, they have to go up and sign. It's a really long deal. The second week I got to preach, I preached on Matthew 22 about the king's wedding feast. I thought, well, this is fitting. Let's preach about a wedding. And so I got to preach about how the one guy comes into that wedding feast and he doesn't have the clothes on.
Right.
He doesn't have the wedding garments. And that's a picture throughout the Bible of God dressing us in his righteousness. That's why Jesus was telling that story. So I got to preach that, and three people came forward afterwards and said, we want to give our life to Christ.
Wow.
So we got to do that. And a really neat thing that Pastor Onesimus does, he did it the very first time I went 2 years ago. He turned around to the audience and he said, now who will disciple these people? And he begins looking around the audience. Who here? Does anybody know them? Anybody bring them? Does anybody know them? They're committing their lives to Christ. Who will disciple them? And so he picked three people that came up and said, they're mine. They're my child in the faith. And I love that. I wish churches here would do that.
Yeah, that's actually an excellent idea.
It's a phenomenal thing.
It really is. I mean, and if you're a pastor who's listening, try it. I mean, next time you have an altar call and then somebody responds to that altar call, bring the body into accountability
and
by
just
saying,
say right now,
who will help out?
Yeah.
Who will help?
Because ultimately, we want to make disciples. We're not just making decisions of Christ. We want people to be attached and get connected.
Yep.
And so three people came up. I know the three people that came up, and they started doing that. So we got three new believers there. And that's just the ones in the church. Now, we preached out some open-air crusades. We had 200 people at the village of Ruteta, and a wonderful time there. Vision 25, the music team from San Diego Christian College,
right,
was there.
Right.
And they were there the first half of my trip, and then I stayed a week and a half after that. And so they got to go out and sing. They got to do all kinds of ministry with children. How many kids do you think were in the VBS? Well, if you were following my Facebook, you'd know no size. Oops.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm checking everybody's Facebook.
Yeah, you're following Facebook.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I do.
They had over 500 children. I'll tell you that.
That's
exciting.
That's a lot.
500 children, very well organized. Great job. The team, the children's teachers at the God's Embassy in Catobo did a great job. Each of the students from the Vision team linked up with them. I got to listen to kids singing Jesus Loves Me. over and over. And then the older kids put this little hoo-wappa-wappa-wappa thing on Jesus Loves Me. They kind of jazzed it up a little.
Wait, that was pretty fun.
Can
we get that one again? I want to hear that again. That was the hoo-wappa-wappa-hoo-wappa. What was that?
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Don't quit your day job.
Yeah, the name of the other village was Chinyamawa. I've been practicing that for a long time. Chinyamawa. I got to say it tonight, so I'm going to keep practicing it here.
Okay.
But that's the other village we went to as well. And people there wanted church. About a dozen of them had gathered. Tell you what, it was really overwhelming to meet them and hear these people say, we know about God. We had a guy that was going to be a pastor. We don't really know a lot about him, but he passed away. He died. And so a couple of families were left, and Onesimus has a young guy that's a pastor out there that could be a pastor. And he was in my hermeneutics class last year. And it's just a wonderful experience. I'll tell you his testimony when we come back. It's pretty exciting. You want to hear about John's testimony when we come back, the guy that might be the pastor there. But wonderful, wonderful time with the people in Chinyamawa.
How do you say all of these? How do you remember all of these names?
I could not
pronounce. I can't do streets in Carlsbad. You're giving me all these different cities.
I had to practice. When you've been on an airplane for 16 hours, the last hour, you just sit there and say, I'm going to learn how to say this. Chinyamawa. And the first letter is K.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Right.
I do really well with that. So what you're telling me though is that if you go on an airplane and you unplug, you actually do something like learn.
Yeah, you can learn.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's what a concept that is.
Or you sit there. Some people sit there and watch movies the whole time, and then they walk off like zombies. But no, I practiced learning the name of this village because I could not pronounce it when I was in Rukungiri. I'm like, this is really embarrassing. I'm an educated college grad, master's degrees in divinity, and I cannot say the village name Chinyamawa.
Here's the thing, folks. You're hearing Steve talk about taking the gospel into places that the gospel, let's just say, doesn't normally go. That's just kind of a nice way to say it. And a lot of you who are listening to the show, you want to be connected to it somehow. You want to be a part of it. There's a couple of different ways you can go about that connection. And you've done fantastic in the past. You guys know that. But one of the first things we're looking for are just more people to pray for Whitefields to have not just the direction, the wisdom, the insight, but all of the supplies they need, all of the things that they are trying to accomplish, that prayer is gold. That is like giving gold to the ministry. That if you'll just bring before the Lord them, the people involved with the ministry, their needs, and their ability to advance the gospel step by step all over the world. We also encourage you to go to whitefields.org so you can check out the website. Look at it. See the pictures. Read the stories. Check out the film. Check out all the projects and understand that you helping them is an extension of your ministry into these places that you probably never go. I mean, I'm just being honest. So if you're never going to go there, you can still have a touch into there by supporting the ministry through prayer and through finances. And if you ever need to call them, I want to talk to these guys. I want to get the deal. I want to know what's going on. 760-846-8610. That's 760-846-8610. If you have any problems getting in touch, you can always get in touch with me, and I'll get in touch with them for you. So it's not that difficult because we have each other on dial, so we know what's going on here. So I encourage you to do that. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and hear about that testimony that our – what was his name? His name?
John.
John.
Lives in Chinyawama.
Will you stop that? All right. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
I call to you.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
As we look out on the world scene, we see little to stimulate hope for the future. We see a world tied up with tensions, paralyzed by prejudices, and shaken by fear.
Billy Graham.
If our trust today is only in what we can see with our eyes and read in our newspapers, there would be every reason to be discouraged. But I have good news for the discouraged. I have a secret to whisper in the ears of the distressed and depressed people of these times. Jesus Christ said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you.
Yes, God promises hope if you choose to follow Jesus Christ. There's hope for peace and joy in this life, and hope for a perfect life with God in heaven.
There is hope because Christ has come. He has been crucified and raised from the dead and is a living Savior today.
And today can be the day you find that hope by surrendering to Jesus. Learn how to do that at this website, findpeacewithgod.net, from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Bear man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, hanging out with Steve Wheeler, Whitefields Ministries. Pretty simple stuff. We love the gospel going forward, period. We love the kingdom of God advancing, period. You know, when people say, oh, that gets old. Listen, when you got saved, is that old? Mm. Wow. That would not be the right thing to say. That would not be, have the right spirit there. I would say that would be one of those moments where Jesus goes, you know not what manner of spirit you are. I mean, that might be that moment there. Here, we're talking about supporting rural pastors in places that they need financial support, they need emotional support, they need educational support. Well, that's one of the things that Whitefields Ministries targets, is giving that support to these pastors in places that they don't get it.
Right.
There's just not a lot there. And it's like, look, every person that's willing to step up in that capacity needs as much love and support, prayer protection, and everything else that we can possibly muster. I mean,
right.
That's fair to say.
Absolutely true. What you just said is really important. The protection by prayer, because these guys are walking where there are witch doctors, and witch doctors are not pretend there. They deal with demons. They are engaged with that. The village that we're working at, Chinyamwa, I can't say it now. Anyways, that village over there, Chinyamwa, is up in a mountain area. So it's a, like a couple hours hike from Catobo, from the village where God's embassy is at, where Onesimus' church is at. There's no water available there. In fact, they have a pickup truck that drives down a ways, the dirt road, kind of this dirt road, and there's this like little cesspool, creek pond thing, and they fill up jerry cans with water there, and then they drive it back up, and he sells it to them. So that's one of the things. That's how rural out this village is. Okay.
Wow.
Now, this is the thing that's really neat. Now, you've got your testimony, which I've read, the awesome testimony, the way God brought you out. And you have that moment where you almost died, where you almost shot yourself.
Okay? Right.
Well, the pastor, that as I'm hearing his testimony, and I've heard it before and I'm hearing it again, I'm listening with him. In Uganda, out in these rural areas, there's mob justice, kind of like the Wild West. You know, before the police get here, we're going to take care of this. One of the things, they don't like thieves, because you see, a thief steals your goat or steals your chickens, you might die. So it's kind of like in the Old West.
Right.
You steal a man's horse,
cattle,
you could kill him.
Anything.
He'll die.
Right.
He doesn't have a way to get to water, get to where.
Right.
So they do this mob justice. So I've never experienced this, but I've heard about this, and I've heard it multiple different people telling me, well, John was a petty thief. He also had multiple wives, and some of them weren't his wives, and his brother Dave also had multiple wives, and some of them weren't his wives. So these are two off-the-chart guys. Well, John is a petty thief, to the nature that people began to know that he was the thief, and so on two occasions, he had stolen a goat.
And the mob got to him. I don't mean the mafia mob. I mean just the mob violence, the people in the village. They went looking for the goat. They gathered up. They got steam going. And they had him tied up, ready to burn him. And the police showed up just as they were like pouring the gasoline on. They hadn't been able to flip the match. And when the police showed up, he was saved. Because the police go, stop, stop. You know. So they took him away. That happened to him twice, where he was right at the edge of almost dying. Now, in the course of that time then, he hears the gospel. And he receives Jesus Christ as his Savior. And he's now been being discipled by Onesimus at God's embassy. The people in the village are like, yeah, we'll see how long this lasts.
Oh, wow.
Well, it has lasted from the beginning. He's resolved the multiple wives. That's all worked out. He's got a single wife now. The other wives have been taken care of and worked that out, and they're free. His brother has also come to faith now, and he's worked out his multiple wives issue, and he's got just one wife now that he's, and I've heard his brother's testimony, and wonderful how God worked through that whole process with, you know, multiple wives. That becomes a difficult thing, right? So they've worked through all this. Well, John has just been pouring into learn, teach me the Bible, teach me the Bible, teach me the Bible. He's been leading a home Bible study because he's from this village. And so these people are like, this guy has changed.
Wow, that's it right there.
Very much. This is a totally new guy. And so Whitefields is, we're praying about the possibility of being able to support John to become the pastor of a church there. I met with a couple of the families. You know, they only have three Bibles among all the families around the church there. They only possess three Bibles. So we're getting some Bibles up there right away to them. That's a few dollars. But we're looking to be able to get them a permanent property, a permanent little roof over that, so they can start collecting water in a rain harvesting tank. The people will no longer need to spend their money buying dirty water out of a jerry can. They can start getting that. And then they can also hear about the living water, Jesus Christ, from a guy who they almost killed twice.
That's amazing.
So you were telling the story about Joseph getting thrown in a pit, and I was sitting there thinking, I got to tell him about John.
That's great.
You know, you almost die, and then God says, nope. Yep. He's not
going
to die.
Got this thing going on here.
Yeah, so it's just amazing with all that.
See, that I think that's part of the people, you know, what happens for a lot of evangelistical-minded people is you'll have a meeting, and you'll have, like, a concert. Like, my brother does concerts.
Yeah, sure, Bill,
like
great.
And they get, you know, you get hundreds and hundreds of people, and then people make decisions. That system is a fine system as long as there's follow-up, and, you know, it's a great way to bring it. But where you're talking, this is, it's one-on-one.
Yeah,
it's not,
people know.
Not like 9,000 people get together going, hey, what are we doing?
You know, yeah, like, they know these like people. They live next door in the little shack right over there. I know whether you're going to change or not change. And that's where these people, they have seen the changed life of John. They want him to become their shepherd, and they want him to start teaching them about Jesus Christ. And so we're working at being able to do that and help them get an actual church started there.
Yeah. See, that's the manifestation of born again.
Right.
That's it right there. It's
the,
a,
whole
it's
life.
A new life.
Life. Transformed, changed. And you go from being a petty thief that almost died twice to, nope, God was sending you ahead so that you would be able to now show them, hey, this is what happens when your life changes because you. There's absolutely no other reason for all that to happen in his life. Why would you give up all this? Well, because he knows Jesus Christ now.
Yeah, and that's the game changer, and that's what we want to continue to promote. I encourage you to go to whitefields.org. Now, listen, this is not complex. Whitefields.org. Coming out of the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 34?
35.
I knew it was close.
Yes.
All right, so that's what you got right there. Check it out. Pray. Become a prayer person. Just join with them in the struggle to advance the kingdom of God in places that it's really a warfare.
Amen.
Okay? We really encourage you to do that. Thanks for coming on, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 70-hour break and then come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
K-Praise, the Christian station.